From Hollywood, the United States Armed Forces Radio Service brings you a special Christmas presentation of Angelus, a time for meditation. Angelus, a special Christmas program dedicated to the brotherhood of men of all races, creeds, and religions. Words by Thomas Freeburn Smith. Songs by the choir under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall. And music by our organist, Alexander Schreiner.
This is Thomas Freeburn Smith wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas. We open this presentation of Angelus with a hymn by the choir, "O Say, What Is Truth?" Then Jesus answered, "And for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" Alexander Schreiner, organist, brings you now a Christmas present in music from the pen of Felix Mendelssohn. It is A Song Without Words. We hear next from the men's voices of the choir, under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall. Come, O thou King of Kings, we've waited long for thee. The stirring conviction of a hymn by Daniel C. Roberts is recalled now by the choir. The music is by George W. Warren. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth, thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. Angelus, a time for meditation. On this Christmas day, let's talk for a few moments about the Christmas spirit, or even better, the spirit of giving. There's happiness in the air around Christmas time, because at that time, all of us find a great deal of pleasure in giving to others. How unfortunate it is, however, that this spirit of giving prevails for most of us only during this holiday season. Now, if you really want to give yourself a wonderful Christmas present, resolve to make the spirit of giving part of your daily way of life. It'll be surprising to you how much happiness you will receive, and how much fun it will be to do the giving instead of the taking. By giving, we don't mean gifts in the material sense, but giving of yourself. A cheerful smile, friendship, a helping hand to a buddy in distress. Unselfish giving that doesn't cost a thing, but the kind of giving that really pays off a rich dividend of happiness and peace of mind. Of course, there's nothing new about it. It's just practicing that golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's surprising, but it's true, that if you only say good things about your fellow man, that if you're a giver instead of a taker, and if you're always ready with a helping hand, then you'll find all good things will be yours. Now, there's an old saying that has been proved true down through the years. If you want to really keep something precious, you have to give it away. So, if you want to keep the happiness that is yours during this Christmas season, try to make the spirit of giving a part of your daily life during this coming year. Then, my friend, real happiness will be yours. The choir brings us next a beautiful work set to the music of the immortal Franz Schubert. How oft a sigh that from my heart has drifted, some sweet and holy chord, some strain of thine, my soul to high and heavenly spheres has lifted. For this I thank thee, O art divine.
Oh.
organist, Alexander Schreiner, brings us the quieting devotional quality of the Adagio from the first sonata by Mendelssohn. J. Spencer Cornwall and the choir conclude this Christmas presentation of Angelus with the moving music of a chorus by Will James. Almighty God of our fathers, unto thy throne do we lift our songs. Hear our prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Angelus, a time for meditation. Before we conclude this Christmas presentation of Angelus, we'd like to share with you a few more thoughts on the spirit of giving. What you keep is lost. What you give is forever yours. Now, for 800 years, these words have given men a pattern for friendship. Shota Rustavelli, a Georgian poet of the Caucasus, wrote them first in his epic, The Man in the Panther's Skin. Soon, they belonged to a whole people. Potters scratched the couplet on the soft, unglazed clay of plates. Smiths etched their lines on silver. Women embroidered it around the edges of their scarves. The words were memorized, repeated, and quoted. More than that, they were lived by. Why did such a phrase capture so many hearts? Well, probably because men 800 years ago were not much different from the men of today. They hoarded treasures, too, and then schemed to protect them from fire and flood and tarnish and thieves and rust and decay, until Rustavelli showed them this easy way to defeat all of these enemies, even that cruelest of all, time. Give to keep was his word. So giving became a joyous obligation. Hospitality became a ritual of delight. Men shared their labor, their talents, their good counsel, their sympathy, their understanding with those who needed them. And they received in return those same gifts back again. A widening circle that could in time make all men friends. Yes, those are fine words to memorize, repeat, quote, and best of all, to live by. Let me repeat them for you now. What you keep is lost. What you give is forever yours. This is Thomas Freeburn Smith again, speaking now for the entire cast of Angelus. On behalf of each member of the choir, under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall, our organist, Alexander Schreiner, and our producer, Jack Little, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Also, it's our hope that you will find time to join us throughout the year on these weekly presentations of Angelus, A Time for Meditation, a program dedicated to the brotherhood of men of all races, creeds, and religions.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.